910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President Trump is in South Korea meeting with the prime minister at the start of the APEC summit. ABC's Rachel Scott is traveling with him.
Here in South Korea, this is the last stop on the president's tour across to Asia. 21 world leaders are gathering here for the APEC summit, but much of that overshadowed by the president's meeting with Chinese President Xi tomorrow. And this morning, he's optimistic a trade war can be averted. And the president, while here in Asia, has been trying to finalize the details of trade deals. The president wants South Korea to invest $350 billion in the United States as part of a trade deal reached back in July, but still no firm details from either side on whether that will happen.
Hurricane Melissa, now over Cuba, is a Category 2 storm with maximum sustained winds of 105 miles an hour. A day earlier, the storm raked a path of destruction across Jamaica. Government shutdown now on day 29. 40 million Americans could lose their food assistance benefits this weekend without some compromise. This is ABC News.
For WBZH and WHSM News, I'm James Kelly. Republican state lawmakers are circulating legislation aimed at limiting certain fee increases on the livestock industry. If passed into law, the proposed bill would limit the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection's ability to implement a rule change determining fees for animal market and dealer licenses, as well as animal transport vehicle registrations. The agency has previously proposed significant fee increases, one of which would raise the cost for an animal market Class A license from $420 to over $7,400. Governor Tony Evers has announced Wisconsin will join a multi-state lawsuit seeking to force the U.S. Department of Agriculture to release contingency funding for food share benefits. Due to the ongoing federal government shutdown, SNAP programs across the country, including food share in Wisconsin, are expected to see delays with benefits for the month of November. Last week, the USDA issued a memo stating that $3 billion of that contingency funding could not be legally used to address administrative costs and benefit payments during the shutdown. After weeks of consideration, the city of Shell Lake has officially decided what to do with a donated sculpture. The city had originally considered plans to place the sculpture of a woman on a paddleboard with her dog in Memorial Park, but a number of residents expressed concerns over whether the Veterans Park was the right place for it. The city council then decided to accept the sculpture, but tasked the plant commission with finding a better place for it. At its meeting this month, the city council approved placing the sculpture at the Shell Lake Arts Center. Barron County 4-H is advising residents that the 2025 Barron County plat book is now available for purchase. The plat book is updated yearly to include things like property boundaries and topographical maps of the county. This year's edition also includes maps of area watersheds, school districts, recreational trails, and more. Area residents can purchase the 2025 plat book at a variety of locations, including the UW-Eau Claire Barron County campus and the County Government Center. The proceeds raised support youth in Barron County 4-H. For WBZH and WHSM News, I'm James Kelly.
The Badgers drop Elijah Gray.
Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. College basketball, the Wisconsin Badgers have released forward Elijah Gray from the men's basketball program. In a statement, the university says they cannot discuss the details of the case, only to say it was an incident before Gray transferred from Temple to Madison. Now, losing the 6'8" forward leaves a void in the Badgers lineup. On Monday, head coach Greg Gard talked about the new look to this year's roster.
From the beginning, I've liked how this group competes. You know, we scrimmage Saturday. I've seen just the competitive nature of this group, and it's been different guys, different days. But we got to continue to get better on both ends of the floor, and you know, we'll use this week.
They host Campbell University Monday night. NBA, the Bucks with a 121-111 win at home over the Knicks. Milwaukee now 3-1 on the season. They host Golden State tomorrow night. Baseball, the World Series tied at 2 games apiece. Game 5 tonight in L.A. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
The Buzz of the North, 96.9 WBZH. Hayward's real news and great conversation.
And home to Matt and Air on Air, weekday mornings from 9 to 11.
Mostly sunny today, our high right around 52 this afternoon. Tonight will be partly cloudy with a low dropping to around 28. Tomorrow, partly cloudy with a high right around 50. We do have a chance of scattered showers by Thursday night into Friday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 26.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
What is your favorite or least favorite word? Cinnamon. Love that word. And it's a superfood. I don't like the word buttress just because I'm immature. Pecan.
My favorite word is scoundrel. I would also say buttocks.
I said buttress and you said buttocks. John in Madison says words with silent letters bug me too. Pneumonia. Dumb. Funny because my name is John.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Don't act like that. Don't wear that. Don't think that. I've heard everything you tell yourself every time you felt different. And I want you to know that you can be vulnerable and powerful. That taking care of your mind is taking care of everyone you love and who loves you. Love your mind. Find mental health resources at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Maggie Dawn.
5 o'clock, I'm joined by Rachel LaCasse Ford. She's a mom of two and a small business owner. She discusses her personal struggles to find affordable health care and what the ACA subsidies mean to her and her family.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
You're listening to WBZH, Hayward's home for the Todd Allball Show.
Live across Wisconsin on Civic Media, you're listening to Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, powered by Up North News. Now, from our Lake Wissota studio, here is the founding editor of Up North News, Pat Kreitlow.
On a Wednesday morning, welcome back. Nice to have you here up north on this October 29th, 2025. We will be talking to Earl Ingram in a bit, Melissa Baldoff coming up with our climate check as well, and we'd love to have your input at 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. You can also just send us a text message through that number, or best of all, download that Civic Media app where you can call us from the app, you can send us a text message from the app, or you can record a voice note message on the app and send it to us as well. From Rob, good morning from Tigerton. It's partly cloudy and 38. Today I have a doctor's appointment in Shawano and some errands to do. He goes on to say on YouTube that yesterday I went to the local library to look up information on their computer and download information for my notes for my Highway 29 scrapbooks. And he says, I'm one of the victims that is getting my SNAP benefits cut, and I've been working with Dr. Kristen Lyerly helping on SNAP program cutdowns to try to understand them. We all are, Rob, because those of us who have actually been there and still hold on to a shred of our humanity, decency, and in some cases, Christian compassion, understand what the issue really is here. And it is about politicians that are looking to essentially starve Democrats into submission so that they can jack up healthcare costs for everybody and protect health insurance companies. One of the people that frustrates me most is Congressman Derek Van Orden, who loves to talk about being raised by a single mom, being on food stamps, having to eat government cheese, as he puts it, and that he then made something of himself by going into the Navy and being a SEAL. And that's great for him. But he's now what I call a ladder pusher. He was able to climb the ladder that he did thanks to support from things like food stamps, now known as SNAP. And he's pushing that ladder away. I grew up with a single mom and on food stamps. And it wasn't her choice to be poor and to be a single mom and to have my little brother have health issues that she needed to stay home and take care of him full time until he passed away at the age of 9. But there are people that would just sneer at her to go get a job. And eventually she did. Third shift, overnights at a truck stop, waiting tables while I watched my younger siblings. And then she got the next job and the next job after that and eventually got off food stamps. But it was a long, hard process to get there. And it wouldn't have been helped with politicians like Donald Trump, Derek Van Orden, and others pushing away what little bit of ladder that we had. That's my view on it. I'm betting Earl Ingram has a similar view, and he joins us now to talk about this issue and more. You can also catch him on the What's Going On podcast. Get that through civicmedia.us. Forgive the personal rant there, Earl. Good morning.
No, good morning to you, Pat. It's right on time. I'm from a family of 13, and there was certainly a time in my life that We received some assistance. I think that if you look in the background of maybe 50% of the American people, at some given point in time in their lives, if they've lived as long as you and I, they had some assistance. There's a reason why those things were put in place. And I, what I don't understand the most, you know, Pat, is the difference between those people of today and those people of yesterday who understood that there's, you know, that but by the grace of God goes I. And, you know, you can't talk about being a nation founded under the Judeo-Christian ethic if you don't live up to that. And so I don't understand. You know, we're looking at children and the elderly who are on food share, who are going to be struggling to eat, Pat, in the wealthiest nation on earth. How can people sleep knowing that at the root, at the end of this, whatever their differences are, that, you know, we're going to starve out the American people? It doesn't matter. I mean, if you're on the lower rung, aren't you still Americans?
Yes. And that's the thing that, again, makes it tough for me to understand, but I will try. The closest that I can say is, you know, on the one hand, they're just sneering. There's what some people call the wars on the poors. But if I'm going to try to be fair, I'm going to try to say, well, some folks see it as tough love. And if your safety net is cut out from underneath you, well, then you're going to stop being dependent on government assistance and you're going to go get something that's out there. And yet I'd be the first to say, well, given that something like 70% of SNAP recipients are working and the rest are either elderly or disabled or children, maybe the bigger problem is that we live in a country where people work full time and still qualify for near poverty wages that deserve SNAP benefits.
You know, you just pointed out a conundrum. And that conundrum is, as you just stated, it's only going to get broader and wider because AI is going to claim many people who are in the workforce. If our nation doesn't figure this out, and it should be figured out, people should have value. The lives of human beings should have value. And I'm not the person who said that. He who created the heavens and the earth and the fullness thereof made that clear. But we continue to struggle with this. And I will tell you that seeing my community, and I'm sure communities all over this nation, mobilize and come together and say, you know, we can't allow human beings to starve in the wealthiest nation on earth. It makes no sense.
No. And by the way, never mind, you know, the people who've been on food assistance for, you know, for a longer term. Okay. That is a very genuine issue there, but let's look at some recent layoff announcements. When you mentioned AI, UPS is laying off something like 48,000 people. Amazon is laying off up to 30,000 people. Intel, 24,000. Nestle, 16,000. Ford, 11,000. Microsoft, 7,000. Paramount, 2,000. Target, 1,800 people. These are tens of thousands of people, not to mention all the federal government workers who are either going without a paycheck or being fired entirely. What do they think these tens of thousands of people are going to do other than notice who's cutting off their ability to afford food?
You know, Pat, that's a beginning of a long list of people who are going to be impacted and affected by AI. And so we must ask the question, what are those, as you just stated, what are those people going to do? I'll tell you what many of them are going to do. They've been law-abiding citizens. But the first law of nature is self-preservation. If they think people are going to sit back and starve in the wealthiest nation on earth, they're sadly mistaken. If their children are hungry, even the most, you know, law-abiding person isn't going to sit back and watch their families go hungry or homeless. They're going to do some things that just aren't right. And so they got to take that into consideration right now or not, Pat.
No, and that's just the food end of things. Then there's the healthcare end of things, where again, with the open enrollment period starting Saturday and prices for just basic coverage under the Affordable Care Act going up by tens of thousands of dollars for many households, they're going to choose to go without health insurance because they can't afford it. And then something's going to happen and they can't pay the medical bills. Again, we are just setting the stage for rampant disaster here, but I don't want to get too far afield because you talked about the loss of the SNAP benefits. The community is, in fact, organizing. We are all looking for ways to help others.
Yeah, you know, it is disgraceful that we're at this point in time. And maybe there is some good from the perspective that I see it in a community mobilizing. And something I haven't seen in a long time, and I'm sure that mobilization is happening all over this nation, and sending a message to people that the American people do matter, and so elected officials who are in the positions that they're in, you can't be so cold and so disconnected that you just turn your back on what is happening.
Yeah. So what kinds of things are people going to be doing then to provide that support? I hear about food drives that are going on. We've got an article on our website about ways that you can help as well. We are about to see some of the better angels of our nature.
Yes. You know, donating money and money going to places where people can go and get food. The food kitchens are going to listen. So what it really is, Pat, is we're really kind of recreating soup lines.
Yeah.
In essence, that's kind of what it is, right? I mean, they're not giving out soup, but there'll be people lined up, Pat, around corners in 2025 looking for sustenance. I mean, come on, man.
It's amazing how far we have fallen from the strongest recovery after COVID of any developed nation to what this country's turned into in just 9 months here. We're talking to Earl Ingram from the What's Going On with Earl Ingram podcast. Get it at civicmedia.us. Click on shows. And then you also had some thoughts about, generational change here. I, for one, have looked at, a lot of people who waited way too long to retire. There's still people in Congress in their mid-80s. And I'm more than happy to start to make way for the next generation that's coming up. But in other ways, sometimes this generation feels like it's being pushed off the stage, and we're kind of resisting that.
Well, that's exactly it, Pat. And I've talked about this for a long time, only I'm attempting to try to create some dialogue. It's been going on for far too long, and Generation Xers are saying to you and I and baby boomers, you've had your turn, literally. It's time for you to get out of the way. And I've heard these words, get out of the way and let us lead. And I've said to many of them, we're not in your way. We're not stopping you from leading. It is your time now. It's clearly that. But I think it's foolhardy to totally dismiss people who've been at this and who've lived life and our experience. You don't want to hear anything that we have to say. That's foolhardy. I think that you and I certainly listen to our elders, and elders have some value. I think, Pat, we've been here. We've kind of gone through the rough roads, and we can help. We don't have to be in the lead. And if I look in my city, the mayor is a young man, the county executive, these guys are in their 30s, young man, the chief of police, all these people are all young people. And so they're leading. The politicians are all young people. So I don't know what it is they're talking about.
No, I think we're already seeing people step up and leaving room for mentorship and coaching And that's what we're looking to do.
Yes.
And you know, for those of us that want to play that role, but for those who want to lead, it is time to step up. We are ready for that. Earl Ingram has this and more on his What's Going On podcast at civicmedia.us. Earl, thank you so much. Have a great day out there.
You as well.
All right. Melissa Baldoff is coming up with our climate check. I'm Pat Kreitlow. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
John, what are you doing? Get in my car.
So why are you walking to work?
Thanks, man. It's these insanely high gas prices. They're draining my bank account. I can't afford to drive anymore.
Dude, don't walk. Just do what I do, because I never pay full price for gas anymore. I use the free Upside app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Oh, wait. You're telling me you get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back every time I buy gas.
Does that actually add up to anything?
I'll make around $200.
Wow, that's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code PROFIT for an extra 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's promo code PROFIT. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, to PayPal, or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code PROFIT for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code PROFIT.
I love playing sports, especially for my school. And that's because school sports are special. It's where it's safe to fail. It's where we're taught resilience, where our fear becomes confidence. It's where we learn to get back up after every fall. School sports are where 7.8 million students go from I can't to I can.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
When severe weather hits and the power goes out, do you have a plan? For reliable power and peace of mind, propane can do that. It only takes about 10 seconds for a propane-powered generator to restore power to your home. So no matter what Mother Nature has in store, you know you're prepared. Learn more at WIPGA.org. This message is sponsored by your local propane provider and the Wisconsin Propane Education and Research Council.
Small businesses are the heart of America. As the nation's largest nonprofit resource of expert business mentoring, SCORE has helped millions of entrepreneurs build their businesses. For free, find a mentor today at score.org.
As Wisconsin has a game of cribbage with good friends, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Listening to Mornings with Pat Kreitlow on WBZH. I'm Mark Lundeen, and here's what's happening in Hayward today. With me today in the studio is Michael Pilhofer of the Park Center. Good morning, sir.
Good morning to you.
Good to have you here.
Always fun.
We got to talk about November. What is coming up at the park?
Right, besides November? Snow and the start
yes.
of winter.
Say that out loud.
Oh, I know. Well, and maybe I had mentioned this when we first talked, but the park had historically done First Thursdays, which I think going way back to Molly Otis were hugely successful free
sure.
shows that the park had put on. And yep. when I kind of came into the park a little over a year plus ago, I think that program had sort of lost its way a little bit. So I reimagined it, and we are now doing quarterly shows rebranded called our Artist Showcases, which
yeah.
I'm really proud about.
Yeah.
And the way this works now is John Son of Mel, who's a wonderful singer-songwriter,
yep.
he's the MC, also a beautiful musician who plays on the show as well,
yep.
And a part of our board of the Park Center.
Mm-hmm.
He and I sort of produce a little variety show, and what we do now are these shows is we have, most likely so far, it's been three artists
yeah.
per show,
yep.
one of them typically not music-based, so a poet, spoken word, something like that. And
yeah.
then two music-based artists, of which hopefully one is typically an ensemble and then one I maybe do a solo or a duo.
Sure.
So our so this year was the first year we did this.
Yeah.
And it's been great. I mean, the last one we had in the summer, my gosh, I mean, the park hosts about 250, and I think we almost had 200 in attendance. And these, again, these are free shows for our Northwoods community.
Yeah.
So I'm hopefully kind of conveying and proving that these are great musical events, and they're on Saturdays typically. So our final, we're calling it our winter showcase, is coming up on November 6th.
Boy, nope, I hope November 8th.
Thank you.
Yes, 7 o'clock. I have it right here in front of me. Saturday, November 8th, 7 o'clock. What time do the doors open?
Typically 45 minutes before, so 6:15 will be the start. And then the featured artists for this final show, so John, Son of Mel, always... is part of that, and myself and Randy Wydra play behind him to support him, a couple of tunes of his. Then we have Mood Medication, which is a group, kind of a little rock group out of Milwaukee. And I, when they first reached out to me, I'm like, you know we're in Hayward, like Hayward, Wisconsin, like Northwoods. Yep, no problem. So they're coming, and then our local Jason Streitz is coming with his band. So we're actually going to have two full bands on stage, which will be really fun. And then Jeffrey Williams will be a great... poet. I met him first on a Mary Mack show that we did at the park last summer, and he was amazing. So this is going to be just a great way to close out the artist showcases.
Now, besides the normal places to get tickets, is there online ticketing for that event?
We do ask even for the showcases for people to reserve their ticket if they can. I mean, it's a free show, so of course
you got to have a seat.
But yes, that's our thing. As these are becoming more and more popular, the reservation I think is becoming more and more important. So for those in particular, that is only online. So parkcenter.com is the meeting house for everything Park Center.
Yep.
For other tickets, for ticketed shows where we're talking sold tickets, we have two Hayward locations, Eddie's on 3rd and the Winery, and then we also have Whistlepunk and in Arky? Cable Redberry.
Redberry books,
Pulling them out of my brain. So those, you can always go there for physical tickets in person too.
Okay. Well, speaking of physical tickets, the next group that you have is on November 15th. That's a Saturday night, 7 o'clock, Back to the Garden. Now, I'm used to hearing that up at Big Top, but it looks like you're having the whole Big Top Chautauqua Blue Canvas Orchestra in the house. How are you going to fit him on the stage?
We
are.
Hey, remember we had Glenn Miller on that stage, so we can. Although it was tight, we are really going to be. We are very excited to have the Blue Canvas Orchestra coming down to our location on the 15th, 7 o'clock show for Back to the Garden. It's going to be a great show, and a good friend of mine, and I can't be there, which I'm really sad, but Corey Carlson, who I've done some recordings work with and a bunch of shows up at Big Top, is coming down to sing too, so it's it's a great band, so that probably would be a sold out show, so
because people don't have to drive all the way up to Bayfield.
Sleep in your own bed
And then finally on December 6th the final show of that's not November, but in December, the Jimmies are coming up. Who are the Jimmies and where they're from and what kind of music they play?
The Jimmy, and this boy, this is a repeat performance of this group. I had the pleasure of knowing them just last year. Was the first time I've had the pleasure of doing sound for them. They're a great sort of regional blues band, and I think they just won, I'm not going to remember the organization, but they just won like best blues band of some acronym I'm not going to remember. But there, I mean, that is, if you like blues, and I know some people who are listening to this do, like, that's the show. And they're a great band, well rehearsed, and it's just super fun. So Jimmy and his group will be there. Jimmy's on the 6th of December. Yep. That's probably also going to be a sold out show. So I would not wait.
Okay.
And if you are within earshot listening to me talk to you, please, please, please arrive early. I am amazed at how many people show up right like 5 minutes before showtime and then want their group of six to be able to sit together. So please arrive early.
Very cool. Well, how can people reach the Park Center? I guess the website again.
Parkcenter.com is the meeting house for everything. All tickets. We have our full schedule for 2026 or 2025 finished up, and pretty soon you and I can start talking about 2026.
We'll finish out December the next time we chat, and part of January, see what's happening then.
Love it.
Thanks, Michael.
Thank you.
To see all the events happening at the Park Center, go to their website, theparkcenter.com.
/events for all the activities that are happening in November and December. You've been listening to WBZH Hayward Today, local report on Mornings with Pat Kreitlow. To stay up to date with everything going on in the Hayward Lakes area, download the Civic Media app and click on WBZH in the radio station listings. Coming up after local news and information, Pat Kreitlow returns. I'm Mark Lundeen, and I'll be back with more Hayward area information tomorrow morning. It's 8:29.
This is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
You're listening to 96.9 WBZH, Hayward's home for Matt and Air on Air, weekdays from 9 to 11 a.m.
For WBZH and WHSM News, I'm James Kelly. Xcel Energy officials are reminding residents to get caught up on their utility bills or work out a payment plan with their provider before the winter heating moratorium begins. Starting Saturday, utility companies will be prohibited from disconnecting heating services for non-payment. They are not, however, required to restart services for residents who have fallen behind on their bills. Anyone with outstanding utility bills should contact their providers to make payment arrangements or apply for financial assistance before the winter moratorium begins. Democratic state lawmakers have introduced new legislation seeking to increase the number of apartment buildings with fire sprinkler systems. The package of bills would create a $10 million grant program for landlords to install the fire sprinkler systems and allow local municipalities to pass ordinances requiring apartment buildings be equipped with the sprinklers. Another bill in the package would require the Wisconsin Department of Safety and Professional Services to conduct an audit to identify how many buildings do not have sprinkler systems. New rules for hunting and trapping gray wolves in Wisconsin will go into effect this weekend. Wolf population management has been a controversial topic in the state for years, especially in the northern region where higher wolf populations have contributed to an increase in livestock losses for residents. The new rules require faster reporting for wolf kills, a zone-specific hunting tag system, and additional protections for wolf dens. DNR officials say the new rules aim to tighten restrictions to avoid a scenario like 2021 when hunters nearly doubled the harvest quota. A program operated by the Ashland Area Development Corporation has been recognized with a statewide award for the services it provides. The organization's Fund Diversity program has been named as a recipient of the Wisconsin Economic Development Association's Community and Economic Development Award. The program offers things like business classes, one-on-one coaching opportunities, and targeted grant funding for minority entrepreneurs, including women, Native Americans, people of color, and members of the LGBTQ+ community. For WBZH and WHSM News, I'm James Kelly.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Here's one of Pete's picks. Truth and Treason is a really good film set in World War II Germany. The plot sees Helmuth, a teenage boy, watch his Jewish friend taken away by the Nazis, which changes his outlook on Hitler's Germany. After hearing messages from around the world on an old radio conflicting what he hears at home, Helmuth spreads the word covertly at night until he is caught. The film is based on a true story, and the parallels to what is happening currently in America are undeniable. The story is inspiring, and the lead character, courageous. Definitely worth a look. Even if you happen to see a movie that does not feature Paul Rudd in the cast, he's convincing other actors to take roles. Bobby Cannavale said it was Rudd who convinced him to take his role in Only Murders in the Building for season 5. The Tony Award-winning Cannavale plays talking corpse Nicky Cacciamiglio, a mobster who gets whacked. Season 5 comes to a close Tuesday night, October 28th. I have to check out that show. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to 96.9 WBZH, Hayward's home for Matt and Air on Air, weekdays from 9 to 11 a.m.
Mostly sunny today, our high right around 52 this afternoon. Tonight will be partly cloudy with a low dropping to around 28. Tomorrow, partly cloudy with a high right around 50. We do have a chance of scattered showers by Thursday night into Friday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 26.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
Learn more at underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
Brady Ewing, two-time Big Ten champion with Wisconsin football.
To hear that the coaches aren't fostering those relationships at the high schools, that has been the heartbeat of the team before Fickell's time. I got recruited other places, but I chose to be a Wisconsin Badger because of what that meant to me. If it means something to you, not just the name on the back, but the name you have on the front of your jersey, that's going to have staying power in today's college athletic landscape.
The Todd Allbaugh Show, weekdays 2 to 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, more data centers want to move to Wisconsin and more Wisconsinites are concerned. We talk to Clean Wisconsin. Join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings 9 to 11.
A35. Welcome back. Pat Kreitlow here. Parker Olson down in Madison Studio A2. And without a guest for this segment, the phone lines are available at 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. So many subjects that we've covered. If somebody wanted to weigh in on any one of them, they could. Or perhaps best candy, worst candy for Halloween. What do you really want to get, or what do you like to get? And what have you really hated to receive? Now, I have to take the worst one off the list because we've already mentioned popcorn balls. They're so dumb.
I'm not as big against popcorn balls as you.
Really?
Yeah, okay. I think they're fine.
Maybe they've made them better with like flavor or something like that, where it's not just biting into an old styrofoam ball, you know? All right, well, maybe. So what would be the worst thing that you could get in the candy, you know, Halloween treats thing? I'm not talking like a live rat or something like that.
Well, a live rat wouldn't be good. That would kind of rain on my parade a little. Not a licorice guy.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Licorice.
That doesn't do it for me.
Tony on YouTube, popcorn balls are gross. Thank you. Yes.
All right.
He also says in lieu of a guest, I want a monologue about Derek Van Orden. What's he been up to recently? I feel like I haven't heard much about him. Trust me, I can do that. I'm capable of that. He also says candy corn is the worst.
Also a wrong take.
I had to acknowledge I've come off of my all total hatred of candy corn once I realized that, you know, you take a couple of candy corns and a handful of peanuts and you've got basically a salted nut roll or a payday bar. Yeah. And that's actually pretty good. Tony, give that a try. Let me know what you think. So best candy, worst candy, or other thing to give out at Halloween. The best in our neighborhood was one of the docs in the neighborhood. He and his wife gave out full size candy bars and a can of Mountain Dew every kid that came to the door.
That's going to turn some parents against you.
It probably did, but you know, I think he also gave a can of beer to the parents that came in too. So
he's making friends
to win them over. Yeah. Tony asks, how dare you grow and evolve as a person, Pat? I know. I thought I would hate candy corn forever, but wouldn't you know, just one little thing takes care of it. So yeah, we'd love to get your thoughts on best candy, worst candy, because there's still time for you to stock up. There's still time for me to finish off this bag of Kit Kats and have to get something else that's out there. We will see, especially since now with the new coffee pot. If you missed it earlier, I had a new coffee pot shipped same day, got it late last night so that I would still have my coffee this morning. And as I said before, the best thing to have at the end of the show here is with an empty coffee cup, but you still got the aroma of the coffee in there. You put a little splash of milk in there and you have your Kit Kat bar. And you understand why earlier in the show, Parker and I were talking about maybe we need a workout routine after the show. Maybe we should actually exercise instead of sitting around drinking, having candy bars at 9 o'clock in the morning. I don't know.
It could probably do us. Wonders, but.
Now look at this. Tony's saying Baby Ruths are the best. Well, Tony, I got news for you. Take the candy corn that you hate so much.
Oh boy.
Take some peanuts and now put a couple of chocolate chips in there as well.
Oh.
You got a Baby Ruth. You got a Baby Ruth. Tony, you got to try this. You got to try it.
I haven't had a Baby Ruth in a while.
Yeah. So And then he writes, look how exercise worked out for Dr. Lyerly. She needs new knees now. That is a very fair point, that's I got to say.
Yeah.
You know? And that's what I'm doing. It's self-preservation. I don't want to wear my knees out, you know? Or I could actually, you know, go downstairs to the treadmill, you know, when the show is done.
You could just do some walking. That'd be good.
Yeah.
Daily walks. Or, hey, let's hit the curls.
Anything, honestly, anything at this point would be an improvement on what we got going on. True. Coming up later today on Matt and Air on Air, Amy Barrio from Clean Wisconsin. Barrio. I keep getting her pronunciation wrong. I apologize. From Clean Wisconsin on at 9:35. And then at 10:06 this morning, after the 10 o'clock news, Emily Cephos, chair of the Outagamie County Democratic Party and a candidate for legislature, will be joining Jane Matinair and Greg Bach. And then later this afternoon on the Maggie Dawn Show at 4:35, State Senator Sarah Kieski will be appearing. And as you might have heard Pete Schwab say earlier during one of the commercial breaks, he will have Door County Trolley spooky storyteller Carl Soracki joining the show. So all that and more still ahead across the Civic Media Radio Network. All right, I was mentioning the cuts to SNAP, and earlier we had Ellie Bordeaux on talking about the newsletter and how you can help out with the SNAP cuts and support those whose food relief is about to be cut. And what can you do? You can contribute to food banks, and that would be extremely welcome, especially given what I told you about yesterday, the article from ProPublica that investigated and found out the tens of millions of pounds of food that was supposed to be delivered to food banks since May, but the Trump administration cut $500 million from a program that would have shipped surplus food and groceries to food banks. So all that food's just going to go to waste. And it won't go into the food pantries that are helping people who are not only losing their SNAP benefits, but as we talked earlier, they're losing their jobs. Tens of thousands of jobs are being cut by corporate America. In many cases, they're saying it's because of AI. It sounds like a very convenient excuse, rather than acknowledge that the economy is not doing well. You're looking at the Federal Reserve probably going to lower interest rates again today. Donald Trump has been bullying the Fed to lower interest rates, saying that it's going to, you know, stimulate investment in the economy. Well, yeah, remember why they cut interest rates? When the economy is weak. That's the problem. It's an acknowledgement by the President of the United States that he was handed the best economic recovery post-COVID of anywhere else in the world, and he blew it. He squandered it all the way with austerity measures and budget cuts and now cutting off SNAP benefits and jacking up everybody's health insurance costs. Anyway, earlier on the website, upnorthnewswi.com, I had an article about that, about essentially weaponizing red tape, whether you're talking for Medicaid or for SNAP benefits, all of these things that Republicans who love to tell you that they're against red tape, they have found a way to weaponize that red tape and force more families to go hungry. So you've got that article on the website, but then again, Ellie's new article on how to support people. There is, for example, the Hunger Task Force in Milwaukee. There's Feeding America. There's the Hunger Relief Federation of Wisconsin. That is a statewide association of independent food banks and pantries. There's the Second Harvest Food Bank. There's the Channel One Regional Food Bank in La Crosse and throughout western Wisconsin. The Feed My People Food Bank, which helps out in northern Wisconsin. And I've helped out the Feed My People Food Bank a few different times. And again, it is really something to, in our case, in our church parking lot, to see once a month the line of cars. It is an extremely long line of cars. Of people who need help. These are people who have jobs, but have low incomes at their jobs, which is indicative of a larger economic and societal problem that we don't have time to get into right now. But for folks that are thinking, oh, it's just a bunch of lazy bums, I would urge you to come join me at one of these food distributions one of these times and talk to these folks for yourself rather than just the fairy tales that you're hearing on right-wing radio and TV. There's the St. Croix Valley Food Bank. There's Second Harvest Northland. And then finally, you can also dial 211 or text your zip code. It's a free and anonymous service that connects residents with local food programs and services. You can donate money. You can donate food. You can volunteer. The money is especially helpful. I mean, it's one thing to grab some old stuff out of your cupboard and go, yeah, see, I'm doing my part. It'd be another if you could actually write a check or make an online contribution to any of these places. And in Ellie's article on the website, all of those organizations that I just listed, those are in there as links. You can click on any one of them, click on the link. It'll take you right to each of their individual sites so that you can learn the details on how to give. Because frankly, to maintain full funding of the program of SNAP benefits would require about $114 million per month, according to the Department of Health Services Secretary Kirsten Johnson. Right now, SNAP affects about 700,000 people in Wisconsin. Jim in Appleton on the text line points out, you keep talking about the tragedy of people losing their SNAP benefits, and it is tragic. Let's not forget about all the farmers and distribution centers that rely on the income SNAP provides them. Jim, that is a perfect point. And yes, I should have gotten to that earlier. We have already seen cuts in the programs that helped farmers by providing them with a local market. I mean, not everything has to go to, you know, Kraft or one of the other great big corporate conglomerates. It'd be great if more of Wisconsin's farmers had local Wisconsin markets for their product. And we've created programs that did that. And now the Trump administration is cutting them. There were, as you said, all the distribution centers, the grocery stores. SNAP, for every dollar that is invested in it, returns more than a dollar in economic benefits. Because again, as I just can't believe this has to be explained so often. When you give a dollar to a billionaire, and not even a billionaire, okay? Let's just say it's somebody who's making $300,000 a year in Wisconsin. There's a pretty good chance that's not getting rolled back into the economy anytime soon. It's being put into savings. It's being spent on, you know, vacations and other things. You give a dollar to a struggling family, that dollar is going to be spent in the grocery store or in a local business. And then that local business is going to spend that dollar somewhere else locally, perhaps. And there is this multiplier effect. We have had no shortage of time to explain over and over and over again, trickle-down economics does not work. It is a fairy tale. And yet there are still people who believe, including every Republican member of Congress who voted for the big bloated boondoggle, that if we just give $4 trillion or more in tax breaks to corporations and the very wealthy, that will create prosperity. Ain't going to happen. It's never happened. It's never worked. It never will. It would be far better to not worry about the supply side of economics and work on the demand side and stimulate demand. And by the way, even Donald Trump has talked about that, talking about, you know, these stimulus checks that would go out, you know, as dividends from all of his budget cutting. You notice you haven't heard anything about that lately? Because they buy into the fairy tale of trickle-down economics. Whereas what you really want to do is invest in the middle class. You want to raise up struggling families so that they can become self-sufficient. They don't become self-sufficient by kicking them off their SNAP benefits. All you do then is you make them hungry and desperate and more poor and in need of more help. And we as a country, we can do so much better than that. Some final news and notes from Lake Wasota, including a little ex-legislator show and tell. Coming up after this, I'm Pat Kreitlow. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Reach, engage, grow with Civic Media. Log on civicmedia.us/advertise.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation just announced the official start date for one of its biggest ever construction projects, the I-94 East-West Project, which will reconstruct and widen a 3.5-mile stretch of interstate highway in the city of Milwaukee and Milwaukee County. This is a massive project with an estimated cost of more than $1.7 billion. And with this official start date announced also came estimates for how long this will take. Construction is expected to last until 2030. At the Recombobulation area, this project is something we've covered extensively, including with an award-winning four-part series called Expanding the Divide. It might be worth revisiting that series and considering how unnecessary and expensive an extra lane is and how in southeastern Wisconsin, we're going to be dealing with construction and delays for the next 8 years in order to shave a few minutes off suburban commute times while the city streets and city problems go ignored once again.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation area.
Seems like nobody in America agrees on much of anything these days.
But can we agree the federal government shouldn't tax people into poverty?
If you work full-time, you should be able to afford your basic needs. Don't you think? We're the Patriotic Millionaires.
We believe your full-time job should cover what it costs to live. We think your first $45,000 of income should be tax-free.
And multimillionaires?
We should pay more to fund your tax cut. Go to first45taxfree.com to learn more. A working-class tax cut paid for by millionaires. That's an idea we can all agree on.
Drivers, Austin Cindric here. As a NASCAR Cup Series driver of the #2 Discount Tire Ford Mustang, there's a few rules of the road I like to tell my family and friends. Tire pressure is critical to safety because underinflated tires are more likely to fail. Plus, properly inflated tires will give you better gas mileage. Make sure to check your tire pressure at least once a month or stop by a local tire retailer for an air check.
A message from the U.S. Tire Manufacturers Association.
Join me, Tom Hartman, each and every weekday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. for the Tom Hartman Program right here on Civic Media. I talk about the issues that all Wisconsinites can get behind, from unrigging our economy so it works for all of us, not just the billionaire class, to improving our representative government, to delivering on the promise of we the people. Tune in middays right here on your local Civic Media station from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. for the Tom Hartman Program. Tag, you're it.
As Wisconsin is dropping a line in your favorite fishing spot, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Hey, have you caught the new Raising Wisconsin video series yet? Check out Up North News social media, Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok, and you will see more from Dr. Kelly Snooks, a pediatrician, in her Raising Wisconsin video series. Her next chapter coming up is all about measles and how to spot the signs of measles in kids, the early symptoms to watch for, and when to call your healthcare provider. And honestly, every time we do a story like this, my wife and I would just absolutely just shake our heads and cannot believe that we are living in an age where measles could be making a comeback. And how much longer will it be until we start to see more polio cases in this state? And on we go. So Dr. Kelly Snooks will tell us more about what to look out for in her video series. Check it out on the Up North News social media sites, Up North News WI. Search for that on Facebook, YouTube, and Instagram. Again, 855-75-CIVIC, the phone number for texts or for calls, or you can use the comment section as well. Got somebody in the comment section, you know, asking or claiming that no Republican has ever proposed trickle-down economics. What? Because they didn't say the words trickle-down economics? It's exactly what they're proposing. The big bloated boondoggle is trickle-down economics on steroids. And it didn't work, in the 2017 bill, and it is not going to work in this bill. It is simply a massive transfer of wealth upward, and perhaps enough people have finally touched the stove and gotten burned to realize next year, maybe that's not the direction we should go in. All right, time to play a little show and tell here with Parker, because Mr. Olson's been playing wounded here. He's sick. He's under the weather. I thought I would entertain him here with a few things that I've gathered from the basement.
You're always entertaining, Pat. Don't worry.
I would debate that. But anyway, I had to go look for something in the basement and realize that there are boxes down there that really need to be opened, looked at, emptied, and thrown away for good.
Yeah.
And that included a box marked more Senate stuff, which is like, this is the leftovers of things from my time in the state Senate.
All right.
Turns out I was a very award-winning state senator. I don't know if you know this.
Wow. Oh, yeah. Look at you. Oh.
There are plenty of things like the Wisconsin Towns Association hereby recognizes State Senator Pat Kreitlow as a 2010 friend of the towns for his outstanding leadership and support in the 2009-2010 legislative session. And it says all that on a very traditional plaque.
Wow, it's very shiny.
Very shiny, very traditional plaque. I've got a few of these that, you know, hung up on the wall at some point. Other places have figured out, we can't just do a plaque. We got to do more than that.
What's better than a plaque?
Here is a clear acrylic shape of Wisconsin with a cob of corn encased in the middle of it.
That's actually beautiful.
A golden ear of corn inside a clear acrylic trophy of the state of Wisconsin from the Wisconsin Corn Growers Association 2008 Leadership Award to Senator Pat Kreitlow. So again, they're like, hey, we don't need a plaque. Right. That's kind of unique. Okay. So then, of course, the Wisconsin Builders Association had to go one better. And what is this thing called? A T-square, I think.
I think so.
You know, to right angles on things. So it's a tool. It's basically something I could use in the garage. I've got a T-square already, and it doesn't get used enough. But this one has a little tiny plaque along the ruler. It's like a metal ruler built into a tiny level. And it says 2010 friend of the housing industry, Senator Pat Kreitlow, Wisconsin Builders Association. Wow. So I've got all these trinkets that I suppose I could put up, you know, somewhere or put in the bookshelf behind me. But I mean, what's a golden ear of corn and a large protractor basically from, you know, 16 years ago? What's that going to get me?
What's that doing for you today? Yeah. You know,
I know
they look good.
I will say there is one that I actually did put to use, and it's a shovel from a groundbreaking.
Ah, yes.
It was from UW Stout, and I do not recall what the building was anymore, but as a member of the State Building Commission, I was out there for the groundbreaking, and it's just your standard, you know, little shovel, the little, you know, spade type, and it was painted a very bright blue, the shovel and the handle.
Sure.
And then using a wood burner or whatever, you know, etched into the handle was something about, you know, the Stout logo and the groundbreaking and everything else. And for a time, that too was on display. Like, hey, look at this. I got this shovel for, you know, helping make sure that the Stout campus is growing and can be healthy and everything else. Yeah. And then my time in the legislature was over. And at one point, I have a shovel exactly that size, and it was older, and it broke, or it got really rusty or something. Hmm. And I finally looked over at this other one.
I thought, like, you know what? I'm feeling kind of cheap today.
What else am I going to do with this? I mean, this is like in the category news you can use.
There you go.
These are awards that work. And so it's been used ever since. It's still over by the fire pit. And I am still very thankful for the folks at UW Stout for coming up with useful awards.
Yeah,
and I'm not saying the other. I appreciate all of the other ones. I'm just saying that was kind of genius on their part. So
you always appreciate a trophy with a little utility to it.
Are we talking about Okay. I thought we were merging into like second marriages here or something. No, not that kind of trophy. What? No, sorry. Anyway, listen back. You'll know it's funny when you hear the tape. Anyway, tomorrow on the program, we will be talking to Ingrid Cunninger. She is with the Greater Wisconsin Agency on Aging Resources, and we will be talking all about Medicare Advantage plans, which if you watch John Oliver this past Sunday night on HBO, went off on Medicare Advantage plans. They need to take the word Medicare out of there, because there's nothing Medicare about Medicare Advantage in the ways that they take, you know, money and then basically rip off seniors who worked, paid taxes all their life and thought they'd have the security of Medicare. But they don't when they choose these plans from private insurance companies. So we will talk all about that. Mr. Olson, thank you. Have a wonderful day.
Oh, thank you. You too.
Bright and early tomorrow at 6 a.m. We will do the same for all of you as well. Catch what we're doing at upnorthnewswi.com. And again, sign up for those newsletters there. I'm Pat Kreitlow. Have a great rest of your Wednesday. We'll see you bright and early 6 a.m. here up north.
This is the Buzz of the North, WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President Trump, on the next to last day of his Asian trip, he met with business and government leaders to kick off the APEC summit in South Korea. Tomorrow, he will talk trade with China's Xi Jinping. Hurricane Melissa plowed across Cuba today. On Tuesday, Jamaica was in the crosshairs.
Southwestern Jamaica has taken a direct hit, and with many areas of the island cut off by flooding, it is really hard to know the exact toll that this storm has taken, including the number of deaths, now at 7, but that is expected to rise. The officials say Kingston's airport could reopen as soon as tomorrow for emergency relief flights. President Trump overnight also said the U.S. is prepared to send help.
ABC's Lana Louise. The jury has begun deliberating in the trial of a former Illinois sheriff's deputy accused of shooting and killing a black woman in her own home. The trial began last week for Sean Grayson, who is charged with first-degree murder in the shooting of Sonia Massey in July of last year. She called 911 to report a possible intruder in Springfield, Illinois. This is ABC News.